Welcome back, everyone, to another episode that 3 weeks in a row that we're doing this now consecutively. Yeah, no breaks. On a Monday, early. Why are we doing it on Monday? Well, because NFL draft's coming up. But let's not get ahead of ourselves just yet. Kyle, what are you drinking tonight?
We got something new tonight. It's a local brand from, obviously, here in Minnesota. I'm trying to look for the name on here because it just says Minnesota 14. The distillery, Panther Distillery. So I'm going to have to look them up and see what they got and see what else they got, because this shit right here is actually pretty good. It is smooth. It's like, it has, how can I describe this? Let me best describe this. It's like, you know how some whiskeys can kind of have that sour aftertaste?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got one in your hand. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, so no, it's almost like it tastes like maple, but it's not.
If that makes sense. No. Yeah, I get you.
Like, I'm actually pretty impressed that it's this good, because I was just looking around. I was wanting to get something new to see. You know, I need to start branching out a little more. And I was like, let me try local, because, you know, the smaller brands usually tend to be the hidden gems. And I think I found one right here.
Awesome. Me, myself, I'm drinking, I put out a little whiskey shot glass, the shot bottles from my little birthday box. I'm drinking what's called a Tullamore Dew, an Irish whiskey. I thought it was sour once I first tasted it, but it's pretty smooth, I'm not gonna lie. Like, to the point where I might consider actually getting, like, the actual bottle, or a bigger bottle. This is not that bad. Triple distilled, it says. But yeah,
spread the alcoholism as we do every week.
Dude, I got bottles all over my desk. It's not even funny. This is where I work from home too. Sometimes I don't open the bottles when I'm working from home, but like for the podcast, I was like, okay, I drank this scotch last time. I'm drinking this whiskey today. I
had. What does your wife have to say about all this extra drinking you're doing?
She doesn't come here often, so she. Oh, it's not extra. It's just, you know, it's just being documented now. That's all it is.
Publicly documented.
Publicly. It's on record now. But before we... what was I say? Before we get into the... we are going to talk about NBA playoffs. First round, right? A lot of good... some good games. Some... okay games, and some what the hell games, right? So now I just want to jump to what the hell games. I don't care about the good games. I mean, I do, but not for the pod. But OKC, give your little brother a break. Golly, they were up 60 at one point, right? Correctly if I'm wrong.
I mean, I didn't even bother. I was going to tune into the game, but then I saw the score and I said, what's the point?
They were up 60-0, not 16, 1-6, 6-0. 60, bro. In a playoff game. First round.
Ain't no time to be throwing up no gun signs or switching out your weapon on your loadout wheel in GTA, Ja.
I'll tell you right now, Ja was shooting blanks. That's what he was shooting.
I'll tell you who else was shooting blanks. Fred Van Fleet.
Tell me, as your team. Now, it was a very low scoring game. I didn't see the game, but I saw it was very low scoring.
Which pisses me off even more, that if they was actually hitting their shots, they could have won that game by at least 15.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting flashbacks of game 7 of 2018. So that's how bad the shooting was.
Oh my goodness.
And that's all I was thinking about was that, Jesus Christ, I'm looking at this shit again. I mean, this is like, I guess it's just in the DNA that when shit's not going right in the playoff game, specifically against Golden State, just start jacking up threes. That's the Rockets' DNA.
Yeah. Now, as an outside opinion, as a non-biased opinion, because I'm not a fan of either team, the Rockets have a better team, better talent overall.
They do.
The only thing the Warriors have over them is experience, right?
And
just being there.
Because I'm literally not worried about anyone else popping off. But Curry.
Great shooter Butler, of all time.
Butler's going to do his thing every day. You know,
but playoff Butler is a different breed.
Yeah, he's gonna give animal. You about 25 and 10 a night. So yeah, that's given. You got to keep
all 48 minutes.
In all 48 minutes, yes. But is Curry popping off that's going to really put you over the edge? Because no one else, Peyton, Kuminga, whatever they did in game one, I'm not expecting the same output in game two. And I'm hoping that there is a learning curve for the Rockets between one and two. So, like, I am expecting them to come back out. They're going to be way more efficient. And I just pray to God that they hit their shots. Can I have a backcourt shooting under 20% at all? We need to do this shit four times. And that's the thing. Can you hold Curry to under 40 four times? Well, three more times.
Yeah. I've never seen someone do it successfully. I mean, they've slowed down Curry, but he's just going to get him up.
No, but we now stopped Curry because the last game he only had three points.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
no,
true.
He could be stopped now. This ain't young Curry now. This is a Curry where you can catch him on an off night.
And I think and then Draymond had more technical fouls than points or something like that.
I ain't worried about Draymond.
Draymond just gets in people's head. It's
yeah, that's all he is. He gets in your head. I ain't worried about it. It's dude. We can't have Curry doing what he did last night, hitting fadeaways into the front row.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that shit going in when it left his hand. And I was tempted to turn the TV off then, because when he's hitting that shit, then that's usually game. Like, it is. Even if it's like in the third quarter, it's like, okay, you basically, at this point, you're just chunking up shit and it's going in.
Yeah. It seemed like that in his career. It's just, yeah,
because for whatever reason, just being from Houston, I'm thinking of chucking up the deuce. I was watching the TNT broadcast of it, and they kept playing a Houston rap song to every commercial break. And I'm like, do that shit when we're winning.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, it's good the NBA is a series based, right? But game one does say a lot. Right, in any series.
It can, but you can't let it define the rest of the series, though.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. But yeah, that will conclude our NBA talk. We got a special, segment, episode, a special limited. A
definite shot of the NBA talk.
Yeah.
That was a shot of some vodka that tasted very, very nasty, and you spat it out.
Exactly.
That's personal, because I don't like vodka.
Yeah. Neither do I. But we got to get to something that's bigger this week. And I'm talking about the NFL draft. All right. So, we are going to...
Do we have copyright privileges?
No. I mean, we don't, but... We're not gonna get any money off of this anyway, so.
No, but the NFL is gonna want some shit.
Yeah, they could just get our 20 views.
I mean, guys, they're like a vampire that just keeps sucking blood out of you.
Exactly. Now, Kyle can see my screen. The audience can see my screen. We are doing a first round mock draft 2025 using the Pro Football Network and Sports Network. Website. This is, I know people, a lot of these PFF, PFF only allows you to do one mock draft per day without a membership or without a like a login. This one lets you do as many as you want. So we will be picking from 1 to 32, all teams. We agreed, no trades. We're not going to get that too far into it, even though trades will happen. But before we get started, Kyle, do you want to add anything, or you ready to jump in?
Let's jump right in.
Let's jump right in. All right. So, first pick is the Tennessee Titans. Now, do you remember the last good QB they had? My mind goes all the way back to
Steve McNair.
McNair. That's
it. Yeah. Yep. That's it. I was trying to see if they had one after that. I mean, Vince Young wasn't there long, and then he kind of sucked after year one. I mean, McNair was the only one consistently good. And correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he an MVP?
I believe so. I believe he was one. Now, we say this because Titans need a QB. They have the number one pick in the draft.
Just go ahead and start the rebuild again.
Exactly. Top QB on the board. By far, I think there's a big gap between Ward and Sanders. I don't think it's as close as some people are saying. But Cameron Ward is the first pick of the draft. Now we're going to move on to the Cleveland Browns. I think
he's the most complete out of
the week. He is. Oh, yeah.
Out of the weak now, quarterback draft.
It's very weak. Year. Now, if you ask me, in my humble opinion, I don't think he's as good as the top three QBs from last year, Williams, Daniels, and May.
Last year is actually looking pretty good.
They are. Even like the first five.
Yeah, like even Drake May. Like, I mean, he's on a bad team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Michael Penix, he started late in the season, but he was doing decent.
He showed out, yeah. So,
you know? J.J. McCarthy tore his ACL, but there was...
Jerry's still out on him, though.
Yeah.
You got to play.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but six QBs taken in the first round last year. Maybe only one this year. Maybe. Probably two. But moving on to the Cleveland Browns. Now, as you see here, team needs QB, wide receiver, offensive tackle, running back, DT. Everyone is saying it's obvious they're going to go Travis Hunter. Now, in my opinion...
How does he help them, though?
Exactly. Right. Now, I don't even have them taking Shedeur Sanders. Right? What's scarier than Myles Garrett?
Another Myles Garrett.
Abdul Carter. Right. They take a page out of the Super Bowl winning Philadelphia Eagles and boost the defensive line of whatever it already is. You have the highest paid defensive player. Why not add the highest rated defensive player in the draft? You can do it. So we have Abdul Carter going to them.
Sorry, I'm distracted by this beautiful sunset out here.
No, I understand. Always, you know, you can't go wrong with a beautiful sunset. Now, I'm always about a guy, another reason for the Abdul Carter pick, about having duos or tandems in key positions, right? Mm-hmm. The Eagles got Brown and Smith, right? Having just those key pass rushers, because edge is probably the most important position on defense.
Yep.
Like, just as, like, quarterback to offense is, like, defensive edge to defense.
Take it from two guys that defense. Play it on D-line. I mean, if the quarterback ain't got time to throw, then nothing else matters.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't got no time. So pairing Abdul Carter with Myles Garrett, I mean, that's a nightmare for the whole AFC North. Now, moving on to the New York Giants. This could go, I mean, I don't think they could mess up with this pick with any of the top guys. Now, it can't be messed up, of course, but I'm saying, going back to my tandem argument, they got Malik Nabers, who looks awesome, right? Throw in Travis Hunter in there, too. Might as well. So I think they'll use him as a full-time receiver and a part-time cornerback. Sorry, I got to
turn this off. Oh, good to know, though. This happy distractions. Astros are scoring. It's
4-0. Look at that.
So, Travis Hunter, I'd say the Giants, they need to get a damn quarterback. And they need it.
That is the thing. Now, the only thing why I shy away from Sanders here is just because they signed two veterans, Winston and Russell.
Yeah, placeholders.
Typically, when you want a guy, a veteran, to come in the locker room to help the young guy, you only get one of those guys. Right? They decided to get two of them. It's like the head coach and GM, they're on the hot seat for sure this year. Yeah. I don't see
so. If this, so that experience, you know, goes south with what they have in the quarterback room, like, you're just rolling the dice again and just hoping for next year if you get Hunter?
I think they'll have better luck next year than, because after Cam Ward, it drops, you know? It drops. There's so, not, you know.
So go ahead and put them down for Hunter. You know they're going to do it anyway.
They are.
Because it's like, shit, they're going to have, no disrespect to Russ, but they're going to have, you know, kind of, I'm not going to say garbage. They're going to have subpar throwing in the ball. So, what difference does it make? They need to start over. They missed on Jones. I mean, they knew they shouldn't have taken him. They let the wrong guy stay. Yeah. Again, they messed up on Jones twice.
They did. They drafted him and signed him. Now, they did get it right last year by drafting Malik Nabers, but only because they tried to get May. They really tried to get a Drake May, but the Patriots weren't moving and they were going to pick whoever quarterback was available after the two first. So, but speaking about Patriots, they are, and I kind of just went back. I'm a fool. Can you see my screen? Yeah. All right. I clicked my damn back button on my mouse. We're amateurs here, okay? This is why we just talk about other stuff and make it funny.
At least this can get cut out.
Yeah. So, just like how they were back-to-back last year, I think. The Patriots are picking after the Giants. This time, they're behind the Giants. So, I am, myself, a Pats fan. We had the least amount of sacks on defense last year. Right. And we have the 30th worst offensive line last year. And championships, games, are won in the trenches. Right? They're won in the trenches. And we don't got none of that.
You have a young quarterback.
Yep. Vrabel beefed up the defensive line, which I'm very, very happy for, very proud of. But we didn't get no tackle help. Now, I'm just saying right now, Will Campbell is the pick. A left tackle that started
4 years.
Guard? Well, hold on. Let's show him a little bit of respect. Yeah, it could be an option, yes. But the left tackle that started since he was a freshman in the SEC only allowed 4 sacks. Yes, they called him T-Rex arms. His wingspan is super small. You know what's weird? So his wingspan was like 82, 81, I don't know. And then his arms were 32 and a half at the combine. And on his pro day, his arms came out to 33 2/8. But then his wingspan was shorter. So, I don't know who's measuring this stuff, man. We're getting different measurements every time.
Yeah, so I gotta keep all that shit neutral. Anything that's done on campus is gonna, you know, of course. I mean, yeah, of course you wanna get the right favor for it, but, you know, do everything at one location so we know the actual measurements.
Yeah. I mean, he's 6'6", 320 pounds, arms are short. Compared to all the, you know, elite offensive tackles. But only allowing 4 sacks in SEC in 4 years, you know, and still being the best rated offensive tackle while being smaller. Worst case scenario is they get a Pro Bowl left guard. Right. That's kind of like worst case. So I'm drafting Will Campbell here. Now, moving on to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They need all kinds of help. But let's see. Where do we start with Jacksonville? Just look. Where they at right here? Just, well, offensively, they're towards the bottom. You know, and that doesn't help also when your quarterback throws pick after pick. It's kind of like Eli Manning reincarnated when you think about it. High potential, but just keeps shitting the game away.
Agreed. Now, they got Brian Thompson Jr., who was a great pick last year, right? Also out of LSU. They paid the QB $55 million a year. They have a decent old line, if I'm correct.
So that puts them out of the running for Gentry.
Yeah, I mean, who they got? They got if Etienne, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they have the bottom of the old line, but Will Campbell's gone. Or you could select Armon Membu. He doesn't play left tackle; he plays right tackle. Really fast, has long enough arms, not as tall as Will Campbell, but he could be a solid right tackle. Or we could go best DT, Mason Graham. Kind of smaller. I always like drafting defensive guys for bad teams. Defensive linemen for bad teams.
Because they can always turn them around. At least on one side of the ball.
Exactly.
Because how are you going to take a flyer on what, a projected second and third round with the fifth pick? You just take the best available at this point.
Exactly. Agreed.
Because you're picking high for a reason. You got holes everywhere.
Yeah. So when you got holes everywhere, you just pick the best player, and he fills one of that holes. So Mason Graham, Michigan, goes there. Moving on to the Raiders, new coach, Pete Carroll, new QB, Geno Smith.
Maybe you need something else new that's related to what you put in the notes that's also residing from that region in his collegiate years.
Yes, Pete Carroll needs his Marshawn Lynch.
Although he's very tiny compared to Marshawn Lynch.
Yes. I think Gentry's still 200 something, 211, but he's 5'8". That's getting to almost Darren Sproles size, right?
But hey, you need something. You need to make a splash. You know, you got new faces there. You need to put more butts in the seats than WrestleMania.
Agreed. Ashton Gentry goes to the Raiders. The Jets, I don't know what the fuck I can do with this pick, right? I mean, some people have him just drafting a tackle, right? Do you want to ruin Shedeur Sanders' career by getting him? No, you got Justin Fields, right? And what is Justin Fields like doing? Scrambling, right? Mr. Armon Membu ran a sub 5-second 40. It was like 4.9 something, I think, right? He needs a fast tackle to keep up with that with that guy scrambling back there. They got good receivers. They got a good running back. Defense is pretty good. Like, you know, just beef up
the offensive line. Keep wasting it.
Yeah, no, agreed. Wasted talent. But they lost Morgan Moses to free agency. He's not the Patriots, you know, veteran.
I'll just do what I said. Throw shit to the wall and see if it sticks.
Exactly. And that shit is Armon Membu. Now, Carolina at 8.
They pulled out some games. You know, they could have picked higher, but you know, Bryce Young,
he picked it up.
He showed that he did belong in the league.
Yep, they got Xavier Leggett last year,
Bayou boy.
Yeah, exactly. Southern. That man had a Southern
raccoon eating.
Exactly, alligator killing.
Annie.
But I think they definitely go defense here.
They just signed their quarterback and everything.
They signed their quarterback to like a record deal, I believe.
They were the last and everything. You need to second. You just go ahead and just start there.
Now, do you draft a guy? You draft the best cornerback as well. I mean, technically, it's still Travis Hunter, right? But do you draft the next best cornerback, which is Will Johnson from Michigan, award winning, or do you go a guy like Jaylen Walker, who's you could rush him off the edge, he could play middle linebacker.
Kind of what do we always say? You got to win in the interior first. You take a flyer.
Yep.
Give a guy who kind of wants to show that he belong, being picked in the top 10.
Agreed. Jaylen Walker, then?
I say go ahead and start.
I love Jaylen Walker. I hope if the Patriots
do trade. I love edge rushers, too.
If the Patriots trade back, I hope they get Jaylen Walker. That's who I really hope they get. Now, the Saints, Derek Carr got hurt, right? Derek Carr got a boo-boo. Do I think the Saints need to panic and draft a QB? No. I don't think so.
I do.
You do?
You need to start. You need to restart.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes to convince me why they should take Sanders here.
Well, number one, he's the last best available that if you want to win now.
Who to the next round, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to at least do something to show that you are serious about turning the page. Because right now, they ain't got a whole lot of shit right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even put in the notes that they need to find a way to trade Kamara to, maybe even move up and grab some more draft capital. They just got to tear it down and restart. Go ahead, get Sanders in there. Let him run the show. You're doing it from the ground up. Let him be the face of it.
I like it. And I like your argument.
He fell down that far, which is what I'm projecting anyway. It's like I'm not that high on him. And mm-hmm. You can build up all the pageantry you want, and all the attention and all that shit, retiring his number, but it's I mean, I'm not saying, he's still a top 10 pick, but he's not a number one pick.
Agreed. Agreed. And I think the gap is right between Cam Ward and him.
Yeah.
Because the Browns, the Giants, the Jets could all draft a QB. The Raiders could draft a QB, right? But there's better players that you need to take. Right?
Exactly. What do you do when you're top 10? You take the best available.
Exactly. Now, speaking about top 10, the Bears offense didn't start off hot in the beginning of the year, but picked it up, right? They got DJ Moore.
What else was getting picked up on that offense? Their quarterback off the ground.
Yes. Agreed. So we both agreed that they need some O-line help, right, on the outside. Now, my favorite tackle on here, that's the ideal size tackle, is Kevin Binks. Yes, I'm biased. He's from Texas, right? Also played in the SEC. Pretty good. There is a drop-off between him and Will Campbell. And I guess Armand Membu. I think he's better than Armand Membu, in my opinion, because he plays left tackle.
Yeah.
But I think it's the obvious choice for the Bears to lock up Binks here.
Oh, you need solid, to do something. You need to lock up. That whole entire line. You have a quarterback of the future. I mean, Caleb is it. You need to keep him upright.
Yep. Now, moving on to the 49ers. Great offense, right? Even without Debo, because Debo didn't do much last year. Huh. Right? And C-Mac was hurt, right? Then they were still in contention a little bit. But you got your running back, if he's healthy. You got your number one receiver. You got your tight end.
You got your running back much longer.
That's true. You got a solid line. You just need help on the defensive side of the ball, right? And they lost a DT this year, I believe, right? But sometimes coverage gets sacks, right? Sometimes there's a coverage sack. Yep. So as such a thing, and I'm leaning to that because Will Johnson
is such a thing. That's a real thing. Yes,
it is. Yes, and I say that because Will Johnson's still on the board. Ranked 9th player overall in
and
this.
The 49ers love defense, and they'll beef that up before anything.
Exactly. Physical dude, 6'1", 194, almost the ideal weight, right? For those top cornerbacks. So, I mean, easy choice, Will Johnson here.
49er faithful.
Now we get to America's team.
Oh, stop.
Now, they could go anywhere with this. Who knows if Micah Parsons is going to be on the team at the end of the season?
We already know whatever pick it's going to be, it's going to be CTE behind it.
Oh, yeah. Now, we haven't drafted a receiver yet. I think this is a spot where they go with the first receiver. Or they might go Texas A&M Shamar Stewart, who, get this or not, Kyle? He is the most athletic edge prospect ever. Ever. I don't know how he's more athletic than what's the
Abdul.
what no.
Oh,
what's the guy?
ever.
Ever. Ever. What's the
So,
guy's name out of shit, out of South Carolina?
you
The
talking
Davion
about
Clowney.
Clowney? Yeah.
I don't know how he's more athletic than Clowney. Von Miller. I don't think Von Miller was
Garrett.
267, but he was 250. Myles Garrett. But according to his stat, I mean, 40 vert at 267 is crazy. That's like Randy Moss type vert. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, well, we know
Almost 11 foot
A&M, they be
broadside.
churning them out, though.
They do. Now, get this part though, right? He's never had more than 1.5 sacks in a season. That's kind of like, okay, well, what's up?
So someone just glazing over his body then?
Exactly. They're glazed over it. Oh, this man can jump. This man is thick. This man's got 8.5 packs. That's what they're saying about him, man. He's got a score of 10. That's the highest that you can get in an athletic score. Now, they lost, what's his name? Lawrence. Right, Marcus Lawrence. I think this is the Lawrence replacement right here, in my opinion. They could go Tet. They could go Tyler Warren, who's a do-it-all guy. He could run. He could block. He could catch. He was the Penn State's offensive weapon as a tight end, right?
Saw
But
that dude play. It's
yeah,
like, man,
Matt's
how can he not be covered? Come on now.
almost reminds you like a little bit of Gronk, right? But I think they're gonna go edge here and get Shamar Stewart.
Keep it local. You
The
know,
Dolphins.
the Texas kid.
The Miami Dolphins. Now, we could go easy and say we need to protect Tua before he gets his last concussion. Right. But what are your thoughts? What are your notes on this?
What do I have down? I said, better find Tyreek's replacement.
Now, Tet is 6'4", 6'5", runs a 4'5", maybe high 4'4s, considered the top receiver in his draft. But there's Matthew
But
Golden, who
that's
ran
what
a
I was getting ready to say.
4'2s. Yeah.
And you want a guy that, you know, I've seen him play before he decided to turn his back on a certain university. And thought that he will fit in any NFL offense. And he should be the first receiver to come off the board.
Agreed. Now, before you call us crazy and saying that we're drafting Tyreek's replacement while still having him on a team, Tyreek could be drafted. They could get a lot of capital out of him and then draft his replacement right here. Get a younger Tyreek, right? Or, Tyreek was hurt. I drafted him in all my leagues in fantasy and regretted it, right? Just put Matthew Gordon in there. Jalen Waddle didn't do good because now they're all focused on him, right? Add a tandem wide receivers or trade to Tyreek. Obviously, you guys weren't Tyreek away from going far in the playoffs. So, Matthew Golden, welcome to Miami. Now, the Colts. Now, it's an obvious fit, right? For Tyler Warren at the Colts.
Why was I thinking the exact same thing for them?
I mean, it's
Don't
not
know
Dallas
why
Clark.
I don't, bro. Okay, all right, stop. Get out of my head.
It's not Dallas Clark, but this man's got that old school football in him.
And then for some reason, it just fits in Indianapolis.
I think he wore number 44 too.
Wore the same colors, damn near.
Yeah. Let me see. Tyler Warren, baby. He wore... He's got that long hair. Yeah, he wore number 44. Just draft Dallas Clark 2.0. Stronger. Better blocker.
And what did I say in the notes? Get Ant some help.
Yes. You need to. That man needs to stop running like a running back. Right. And now we move on to Atlanta Falcons. With Penix, they got a great offense. They got Penix. They got Drake London. They got, what's that guy's name? Kyle Pitts. Kind of needs to pick it up. He was a unicorn. He's a donkey right now.
You know, those guys that we're so high on early in their career usually starts producing later in their career.
Yes, yes. My golden rule is always give a QB at least 3 years. Look at Josh Allen. Look at Tua. You know.
So, but I did put in the notes that they should look at complimenting Drake London.
Why not give him the Twin Towers? Drake London's 6'4", 6'5". Give him Tet. Also 6'4", 6'5". Imagine you stack the box, right? You're in I formation. You got 6'4", Drake London.
And then 6'5", you got Bijan coming out the backfield.
Yep, and then you got Kyle Pitts, who's 6'6". Imagine just having three after... I think Atlanta Falcon fans are going to have fun with this one. Yes, you need defense. I get it. Blah, 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 blah. Right? But do what the Bengals are doing and just load up on offense. You got a little bit better defense. Just load up on offense. We'll give you guys Ted. Be happy. Don't you complain. Now to the Cardinals. Now, they had a great pick last year. Drafted Marvin Harrison Jr. Awesome. Right. He took a little bit. He wasn't as electric as Malik Nabers or even maybe Brian Thompson Jr. Took a little bit longer. But
how do they feel about Kyler?
How do they feel? They have hope. How do I feel? I lost it back when he played for the Allen Eagles in high school. After that, he was like, I was like, he's never going to do this again the way he did in high school. Four straight state championships.
Hey, remember, my high school was the first of his championships.
Yeah, you guys were there. You guys gave him his first one. Went to A&M. That didn't work out. Went to Oklahoma. Did a lot better.
Was your school the last? It had to be, because you're like 4 years under
him. No. My school never made it to state. I just went to go watch. I was in Dallas.
Oh, that's right. Your school had to have been a school from like Houston and San Antonio.
Yeah, that ain't happening, brother. Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah, I was considered big on my team. And then once we go played San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, I was average. Right? That's just...
So you see how big I am, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I was... literally towards the bottom of average.
Damn it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Y'all ain't winning.
I would have been like second string water boy. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Shit, okay, that's what I was. Oh.
Shit. But yeah, but...
Anyways.
I think they got James Conner, they got Kyler Murray, they got Marvin Harrison Jr. They got the highest paid tight end now. I'm going blank on his name.
I had McBride.
White boy.
Big.
Trey McBride. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, didn't hear you the first time. Yeah. But yeah, so let's go defense. Let me tell you something about Mike Green.
I said that too. They need to retool it. They're towards the bottom.
Mike Green, edge. He had 17 sacks last year. 17. Now, he plays in the Sun Belt, right, Marshall? The only good team to play, I believe, was Ohio State. But 17 sacks.
Man, can we get rid of that? You know, it doesn't matter what conference you play in college. It really shouldn't matter. You played.
It shouldn't. I mean, where did Jerry Rice play college? Exactly.
Exactly.
But we could get him Mike Green here. And that puts us at the halfway point in the 2025 NFL mock draft. Now, we're going to the Bengals. Great offense. Terrible, 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 terrible defense. And you just made your best defensive player not happy. You paid your two receivers. Now you can't pay him. He wants out. I believe they want a second round pick for him. He's kind of on the older side. I don't know if that's going to happen. It might happen in the draft night. I don't know. But you got to put someone on the D-line. And the second best available player, is a DD. Beef up the front. If you can't stop the pass, at least try to stop the run. You know? So,
except they're smart.
Yeah.
They'll draft. They'll draft defense first.
They will. And we're going to give them. We're going to give them. I mean, you know what? I'm going to give them an edge. Give them a Georgia edge. What's more scarier than the defensive end coming from Georgia? Not a lot of things. All right. We'll give them
Mike Helton. Behind the wheel of a car?
Well, besides that, what Georgia players driving is more scarier than Georgia's coming off the edge.
Yeah.
Right. Seattle. All right. They got, what's his name? Sam Darnold now. They're in the running for a tackle, I guess. Offensive line. They lost Metcalf. They have Jackson
Smith. You got to plug that hole.
They lost Tyler Lockett. Obviously, they need an offensive guy. Running back, they're good. Right?
I said they go receiver. They need to.
You know what? I don't. I wouldn't doubt it if they reach here. But
I mean, they'll reach. They'll.
I think
because they still want to compete. Because they think they can still win with Darnold, based off what he showed, and they wouldn't pay him the way they did if they didn't think so. So they're gonna get him all the tools possible to make sure that he doesn't turn into Jets Darnold.
You know, I'm gonna make an argument for a offensive lineman here.
All right, you can go there too.
Now, their best guy in offense right now, Kenneth Walker, right? When he's not hurt, that man's a workhorse. The only way you support him, right? The best pass game is a good run game. That's what they say, right? Can't have a run game with shitty offensive lineman.
I don't care how advanced into the future we get, you can play the spread all you want. You got to have a run game.
Exactly.
In order to have a successful offense.
Now, I don't think they go tackle here. I think they go guard. Josh Simmons, injuries, off the field issues. I think they go from the guard out of Bama. Get that interior set. Walker isn't, sideline to sideline type guy. He's a north to south type guy, right? That's his forte. Now we got the Bucks. Bucks, great offense still. Still got Evans. He's still got Godwin, Mayfield. What's that boy's name? The running back, not White, the other one.
It's running from my mind too.
Yeah, don't forget, we're not analysts, all right? Chill out. But
Google is right in front of you. Yeah, we're that lazy too.
Yeah. Shut up. No, I'm just kidding. But I got him cornerback. They lost their.
I want to say Devin White, but I could be wrong.
No, Devin White was the linebacker.
Okay.
Yeah. If it like was it? Oh, Bucky Irving. There you go. I got it.
Yeah.
Got
it. There we go.
There you go. So I have him drafting the next best cornerback, Jahad Barron out of Texas. They need help. They lost Carlton Davis to the Patriots in free agency. And that's pretty much it. Moving on to the Broncos. Help Bo Nix, right?
Yep.
You know, do you help him by, reaching for a receiver? Or do you just get the next best pass catcher as a tight end? What do you think?
I think they go receiver to complement Sutton.
I like it.
Reach.
I like it. Ohio State, he's the most day one starter ready, as they say.
Yeah.
The most safe one. Moving on to the Steelers, they're in a rough spot. They're in a real rough spot. They don't got a QB, right? Who's their QB right now? I don't think it's anyone good. You know, Mason Rudolph, I believe, is his QD. I think I'm right. Let me look this up right here.
There is nothing good on this list. Oh,
Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson. That's what happens when you do good with a shitty quarterback. You're left with this.
You know,
I almost feel like
I think the Steelers, and then you also got to replace Najee.
That's why to add two, so, you know? It's like, or do you just try to beef up your defense more? I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
They are in a bad spot that they put themselves in because they didn't draft a successor to Roethlisberger when they should have. Of all the quarterbacks that went out in the time since he retired, they missed on every single one. And that's why they're in this position right now.
Yep.
So do you go with a Jackson Dart? Or can I interest you in a Quinn Ewers?
Just reach for Quinn. We need a next white guy. What are your next white guy? I think they go Dart here. I think they get this. I don't think he starts.
No, you can't. You can't waste your late first round pick because you keep accidentally ending up in the playoffs. On a middle of the road QB, you go best available.
Or do they go Jalen Milroe to
the running back?
They go Lamar Jackson 2.0.
Yeah, he's more of a running back than anything.
That's why I call Lamar Jackson. He was talked about being
hey, you know what's funny? In my mind, I thought, what if they did something stupid and draft Milroe with that pick?
You know what?
Let's do the experiment.
Okay.
Do the Jalen Milroe experiment.
I love it. Thank you. I just needed you to back me up.
It's up to him to prove us wrong.
Exactly. All right. Jackson. The Los Angeles Chargers. They lost Mr. Joey Bosa to, I forgot which team he was on to. I don't know what team he's on to.
That was the Patriots.
No. He didn't sign there. That was Hardy. Hardy, Mitchell Williams. I wish we got Joey Bosa, but no, we didn't. But they need to beef up the D-line. They got Khalil Mack still, I believe. But they need to beef up the interior.
They need to give Justin Herbert an extra weapon. Because that, you get all your only reliable help to throw the ball to is McConkey.
And this is true.
So you need to.
Now
I don't need to reach.
I don't disagree with you, right? I just think the talent really drops off.
It does. That's why I say you got to reach.
You know what? We'll do it. They're gonna draft the next best receiver, Luther Burden, out of Missouri. Now that leaves us with Green Bay Packers. Right, they have a good great offense. Jordan Love, great captain. Beef up the defensive line. Derek Harmon, out of Oregon, still here. They could take him. At this point, you don't really have a lot of holes, so you take the best player. That's what the Eagles have been doing, right, for the past few years. Don't get a lot of holes, but if you get the best defensive guy, he's yours.
You got some quarterbacks in that division that you're gonna want to put on the ground.
Exactly. Now we're up with. The Minnesota Vikings. I say you draft the next Harrison Smith.
I was thinking the same.
That's one of your biggest needs, safety. Now we got two options. We got the elite freak, 6'3", 220, 4'3", 40, 43-inch vertical, also athletic score of 10. Right, talking crazy. Or you get probably the more ready guy, Malik Starks. I personally like Nick more. So we're gonna give them Nick. Get them more exciting. Now we move on to the Houston Texans. You know what the Houston Texans don't have? Is offensive line. You know where they rank it offensive line right now? 32. You know how many teams are in the NFL? 32. You know? That's it. That's all.
If they do anything else. Oh man, just give whatever is the best available.
Now Josh Simmons. Now, if Josh Simmons stayed healthy, he would have been considered like.
And this is the one that's supposed to have played what like 2,000 snaps and only have what 3 holding penalties.
I'm not too sure. I don't know if it was him or the guard, but it might be him. I don't know if he played 3,000 snaps though because he's injured. He's injured or 2,000.
Yeah,
that's That's for sure 3 years.
I think it's him. And the fact that he fell this far down, send him to Houston.
Send him over there. Houston replaces their tackle that they traded away.
Also because he protected CJ.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's you. Some familiarity, some chemistry there. Going to Los Angeles Rams, they need help on defense. They need a captain on that defense. And what better than having a captain than a linebacker from Alabama? You know? Jahad Campbell is who I'm talking about. I'm just going to kick the button. They get him. He's theirs. No complaining. Now, moving on to the Ravens. Right. There's not a lot of defense players left here. Their offense is good. But you know who struggled a lot last year, Kyle? Mark Andrews. Right.
You know who also struggled a lot for the Ravens?
Tell me.
Holding Ja'Marr Chase. Anyone.
Mm-hmm. You know how you keep up with Ja'Marr Chase? By drafting more weapons on the offense.
Just match him. Don't hold him. Just match.
Exactly. Just match him. They get Colson Loveland. This will probably be part of the thumbnail. The second best tight end, better than most receivers, goes to the Ravens. I think Baltimore will be happy about that. Moving on to the Cinderella story every single year for some reason for the past few years. Can't get it there, but the Detroit Lions. Right. They lost their defensive coordinator or defensive line coach. They kept majority of the weapons. Their offense is amazing.
That's what offensive coordinator.
The offensive coordinator is amazing. They got nothing to add on the offense. Nothing. They need help on the defense. Malik major, Starks.
Major help.
Starks adding a solid safety to that defense. I love just adding a solid safety. Just knowing that deep middle is good, or maybe even help in the run game, makes a coach happy. Now, moving on to the Washington Commanders. They picked up Debo. They got Brian Robinson, obviously Jaden Daniels, Rookie of the Year. Well deserved. They're definitely go defense here. Now, would you rather have a speedy defensive guy or...
They need an edge rush.
Yeah. Or would you have a more solid man to, you know, plug up the edge? Or would you want
solid? Solid.
Nick Scorton. I have A&M. A&M have two edge guys coming out in the first round. Can't remember that. On your edge, I remember coming out first round was Myles Garrett. Last three picks, Buffalo Bills. Can't beat the Chiefs. Can't stop Mahomes.
They're the NFL's version of the Rockets versus Warriors.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're exactly right.
Astros, Yankees.
Who was their long tenured DT that the Bills used to have? Big white guy?
Kyle Williams, I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Now it's Ed Oliver.
Yeah. They need someone like that. And that's what Washington is. He's not the size, right? Because Kyle was a fridge. He was
just
big.
Just someone to put Mahomes on the ground.
Exactly. They're like, you know what? We saw what the Eagles did. We're going to do that. Let's draft. Let's draft a DT. Now, Eagles fans, now we're back to you. What do we learn from the Super Bowl? We need offensive tackles. Right? We need blockers. We need a big left tackle from Oregon to help protect Patrick Mahomes. And that's who they get. They get Josh Connelly out of Oregon.
Man, the lack of having protection has kept Mahomes from having five Super Bowls.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, Kyle, well, who do the Eagles love drafting?
Defense.
What type of defensive players do they draft on the defensive line?
Particularly someone who puts their hand in the dirt.
Pass rushers. They love pass rushers. And James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee, that's what he is. I believe he ran the fastest 40. For the edges. 6'5", 245. Remember Nolan Smith out of Georgia, who they pick? Mm-hmm. They get another one. And James Pierce Jr. And that's it, folks. That is our 2025 NFL mock draft.
First round,
right? We're not doing 7 rounds. We're not going to be here for 5 hours. What do you think we are?
They should pay us.
Exactly. Tell us how we did. Tell us why you love every single pick. Tell us why you hate our pick. And then we'll tell you why you're wrong. Right, of course. But interact with us. This will be on the Instagram.
Leave check a YouTube out Threads. Comment. A lot of good check conversation out, in there.
Yep. Talk to us on Threads. Tell us why we should be NFL analyst. All right. Yes. With this. This, like, I think we get at least half right. You know? I think
the first. If we get at least 60% right, we should win something.
If we get 60% right, I'm putting an application to the NFL Network. ESPN. CBS Sports. Fox Deportes. Just joking. But thank you all for listening. Interact with us online. We appreciate y'all. See you next week.